This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And welcome into the Pomp and Joe Show. Neither Pomp nor Joe is here. Joe is on vacation. Pomp will be in tomorrow. I am your substitute teacher, Jason Mackey. Great to talk to you on this lovely Monday. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. Austin Bechtold producing. How was your 4th limits?
Jason, the number one student is here to make sure that all the other students keep the substitute teacher. The respect is there for the substitute teacher today. Make sure this show continues rolling in the right direction. Jason, I had a great weekend.
Good, man.
I had like
did
a,
you go to the 4th of July in Brentwood?
No, I did not. I had a banner
weekend. What, is the 40-tooth?
Like, I've been to the parade for a while. I honestly haven't gone in a couple of years. But growing up, I had gone every year. My mom used to run in the 5K. I always watch the fireworks from my house because I can see them clear as day from my house. Because Brentwood always does a really good job. It's really cool because I can see Brentwood's from my house, and then if I go across the street, I can see downtown's.
Oh, wow.
So I sometimes float back and forth
on
the 4th and check out all the fireworks displays.
But our little neck of the woods does the 4th of July the best. Don't come at me with your Cannonsburg nonsense, or I don't know what happens up north, and I don't care. Limits and I are from the South Hills, neighboring towns, in Brentwood. We own 4th of July.
This was just the type of weekend for me because, you know, hanging out with the family, hanging out with friends.
It's awesome, man.
It was great weather.
Ugh.
We clinched the number one seed for Wiffle yesterday. Let's go. The Firebirds on top. Looking for championship number one and not losing the championship like we did back-to-back years so far. Third time, hopefully, the charm. It was a very, very good weekend for me.
Well, I'm glad it was a good weekend for somebody.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't for the local baseball team.
No.
Scoreless in Seattle.
They were sleepless.
No, they were scoreless limits.
Well,
I'm sure they slept.
Sleepless.
They did some sleepwalking. I saw that. I mean, they flew out to Seattle. They forgot to pack an important thing for their trip, and they couldn't go to CVS to buy any runs. It was a disaster. And not only that, things got worse, and we'll get into everything that happened against the Mariners. Obviously, very, very bad. The offense isn't good. We know this. It's the same thing. Anybody who thought that six games was going to change the course of the Pirates season, it's not. Stuff happens over the course of 162. But here's sort of the straw in the drink, so to speak. The Nationals, after the Pirates fell to the Mariners again yesterday, fired their GM and the manager. Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez both lost their jobs. What a dichotomy. It is possible. Wouldn't you know it? In stark contrast, of course, to what we've seen with the Pirates. I don't understand it. I can't sit here in this chair and provide some sort of magic reason for how the dots connect. I can't. What I will say, my opinion, is that it is a series of bad trusting moves, or a consistent theme of trusting too much, of being too patient. And that's something I certainly we don't need to add fuel to the fire of criticizing Bob Nutting for how he's run the Pirates. This is not financially related. And you can bring up Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle, sure. Bob also paid a lot of money for them to go away. One of the things I'd argue about that regime and where it fell apart is hanging on too long, being too loyal when changes should have been made. And that's the same thing that governs what the Pirates are looking at right now. You see another team, the Washington Nationals, they're not having a great year. Things have not gone well since they won the World Series. I'm not going to get into the nuance of the Washington Nationals because, frankly, it doesn't matter for Pirates fans. What matters is what the Pirates are not doing and why they won't make a similar move. Go ahead. I mean, give me a logical reason for why Ben Cherington in year six of a rebuild should remain in this position. You're not going to have anything. You can point to some wins. Yeah, they've done some things well. It hasn't been a shutout. Unlike this weekend, they've actually scored some runs. Paul Skenes, great pick, not going to criticize. Connor Griffin, great pick, not going to criticize. They've gotten some out of the draft. Have they gotten enough? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Have they had some players who have come in here and performed well? Sure. Have they had enough? Give me a break. They've had pockets. You know, you can look at the final 60 games here, or the 20-8 start, or whatever. When you add it up, is it enough in year six of a rebuild? Come on. It's not even a serious question. And why are we continuing down this path? You have one organization who looks at things, and they're nowhere near satisfied, nor should they be, in the Nationals. And you have another one that thinks it's going to be disruptive to a season, to a team. I have a bunch of thoughts going off of that. One, it should be disruptive. There's no reason to maintain what is happening. If what is happening stinks, change it. Yeah, the season sunk. I get that. It's not salvageable. It wasn't salvageable back then. They fired Derek Shelton at 12-26. And it's not salvageable because of what we're seeing now. A failure to build a strong enough roster. The failure to build a roster that is deep enough, dangerous enough to separate themselves in some form of an identity. And yeah, the Pirates have pitched it. They fielded it. Under Donnie Kelly, of course. But we're talking about doing little pockets. We're talking about doing little pieces of things. They haven't done the whole thing. So I don't understand how you can sit here and believe that it's suddenly going to turn. And all of this started once again. Think about the timeline here of what we're looking at with Derek Shelton, Ben Cherington, and where this has gone awry. This offseason, the Pirates were left with a choice. They can continue down the same path or they can blow it up. Bob Nutting's choice was that they weren't going to blow it up and that they were close enough to winning that it would be almost debilitating or it'd be more of a problem than it's worth to fire these guys. So they brought them back. You bring back the GM who endorses the manager. You start the season poorly. Nothing is done. They ride it out, ride it out, ride it out. And don't tell me that it was Ben Cherington who ultimately soured on Bob Nutting. I have a column on this on postgazette.com where I cite one of the quotes from my interview with Bob Nutting. After Shelton was fired, Donnie Kelly was promoted. It's I. I felt it was critically important that we move now. Certainly no later than now, because I believe we can still make a real impact in 2025. That's a direct quote from Bob Nutting. Not we, not Ben, I. So again, you have a general manager who endorsed the manager coming back for 2025, which was the wrong move. You had a general manager who didn't want to fire that manager, which was the wrong move, further crushed their season. You have a general manager who hasn't been able to add any semblance of offense, which is your biggest weakness. And you have a general manager who hasn't done very well, done probably better than I give him credit for in the draft. That's fine. He also doesn't oversee it directly. you know, as Connor Griffin performs more, as Nick Gonzalez looks better, it might be fair to rehash that conversation. Not been an abject failure. Also not the point. The director of amateur scouting oversees the draft. That's Justin Horowitz. Joe Delacari was the former one, and the Pirates have certainly had their issues drafting well. Honestly, the thing that concerns me more is the trade deadline at this point. What do you do? Has Charrington done a good enough job at the trade deadline? Heck no. Come on. Cited in another story, he has traded for 13 bats within a week of the deadline during his time as Pirates GM. Eight of those have made it to the major leagues. Their combined wins above replacement, according to Baseball Reference, 0.3. That's horrendous. Why are you going to allow another guy another swing at the pinata? Or allow the same guy another swing at the pinata was the metaphor I was trying to draw. Doesn't make sense. The Nationals see it. Why don't the Pirates? And I wish I had a good answer for you. My background as a reporter, like you were taught to try to make logical sense out of what you're looking at. My life is different now as a columnist and a radio show host, and my own opinion is that I can't. I got nothing for you. I don't agree with it. I don't like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Anyway, there's an interesting dichotomy of things. We can talk about the Seattle sweep all day long. Well, we probably couldn't, actually. I think that would be terrible radio, and it would be a boring show. And I don't want to do it. But I do want to talk a little bit about where this leaves the Pirates. Bigger picture. Why we're here. All of that. Just an absolute, absolute mess. Limits, if you had to guess, like, and this is a serious question. I've thought about this a lot this morning, and I don't have a really good answer. Why are we here? Why are the Pirates continuing down this road? Do they genuinely think that Ben Charrington is the right guy for the job, or is it just easier to not make a tough move now?
Well, I think there's a multitude of reasons. One, it's because the current structure of GM and other people who have been in positions of power over the last 6 years are still here, and you would think that if half a decade hasn't proven that things are on the right track, why would a six-year make much of a difference? So that's one. A lack of aggression by said general manager is definitely a significant portion of this. Not signing a free agent to a multi-year contract, which I think is just still so insane to think about, in a six-year run, not one free agent. I mean, it's unfathomable.
Oh, you and your stability. Come on.
Me.
Come on.
And the fact that, you know, they won't make a big trade. They won't make a big move to acquire
a bat.
I
don't want them to make a big trade. Do you want them to make a big trade?
For a bat with club control? Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Well, then how the hell are they going to improve this offense?
They're not.
I don't care about this year's offense. I care about next year's offense. And sometimes you have to make a deal with assets that you have this year, like Bednar 1 year after this, Santana 1 year after this, to acquire that bat that has multi-year control.
Limits, that's a great question, man. And it's one that I haven't even pondered. Do you want the Pirates to make a big trade at the deadline?
Yes.
No.
Why? I do.
I don't. Absolutely not. Not as long as Ben Charrington's in charge. I don't want him to fire that bullet now.
That's fair. I mean, I understand skepticism around it.
I would rather, because, I mean, come on. If you look at the end of the season, they're not going to get the 76 wins, no. Right? That's going to be a huge step back. I don't know how you retain the GM after the season. It should be a telltale firing.
It should be.
At that point, I want the new GM to make the move, whatever it is, to add a bat.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not confident enough that there's going to be a new GM here. I'm not. I mean, it seems like even just a week ago, there seemed like there was some comfort around the current GM. And it seems like there's also, at least Greg Brown has talked about it a lot and even asked the GM the question on his show this weekend, like, is there more of a chance this year that there's a big move made, maybe because of pressure on Charrington?
I know.
Or else he could be gone. So I don't want to say that there's going to be an Archer type of trade like when Huntington and them felt the heat to be able to deliver. But it wouldn't surprise me if there is. I'm just concerned if Charrington can pull the plug on the right trade.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're scaring me. I mean, that's frightening. Now we're talking about upping the ante. Charrington hasn't made basic trades. Like, he turned Clay Holmes into Hoy Park and Diego Castillo. And now we're going to give him players who are actually productive at the major league level? And tell him to trade those guys? Say, look, this is how you extend the Paul Skeens window or actually make some use of it? Here's a guy who's been far better than Clay Holmes? I mean, they traded a guy with Tommy John. Two Tommy Johns. And Jameson Taillon. I mean,
they get back.
Well, I know. I guess what I'm saying is, like, I'm not... Charrington has never had this much clay to play with. Let's go with that. And it scares me what he's going to do with it, because, like, the lesser deals have netted nothing. A lot of these guys, you could make a case. You could make the case that Mitch Keller and David Bednar are better assets than Starling Marte.
You can make the case.
I don't know if they are.
I think they're close. I mean, they're both all-star pitchers.
Right. They're all-star pitchers.
Marte was an all-star for, what, 2 years?
Right, but you're dealing, I think, a little bit more of a precious commodity, right? You're dealing starting pitchers. The contract situations are different. I'm just kind of mulling it over my head, but yeah, like, I don't know if Ben Charrington has had a situation with as much on the line, as much to trade. I know the Pirates certainly haven't encountered a scenario where the stakes are higher. Like, they need this in a big way. They really need the offense to give them something. If they do, I think the Pirates can actually be a reasonably decent team.
I thought it was fascinating what Noah had in his story this week, talking to evaluators and GMs and just other sources from around Major League Baseball, basically saying that Ben Charrington overvalues his own assets and he overthinks when making trades, which basically, to me, says, oh, well, so Ben Charrington overevaluates the likes of, you know, whatever talent he might have, maybe Bednar, Keller, maybe trying to sell them out to be even higher assets than what they actually are. Plus, he's not going to accept a deal unless it blows him away and he feels like he is the winner of said trade. And I feel like that is probably, whether it's ego, whether it's overconfidence, whether it's your own self-doubt to make the right deal, which I don't know if those work in conjunction with each other, but let's hypothetically say they did. If that's the case, Ben Charrington should not be the one at all that should be in this position in year six whatsoever. And, I mean, the data backs that up, but that just sounds like another counterpoint. Like, man, this guy just overthinks everything. Is that why he has not done diddly squat to improve this roster?
I think he's tried. I do think he's tried.
So do washing machines, Jason. But you need to get the job done?
I know. Man, I'm not endorsing it. You stole that from Chris's Vacation.
Of course, you have to. One of the best lines ever.
It really is. It really is good. Worked really hard on that, Grandpa. Yeah,
so do washing machines.
What a great scene, too. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the whole movie. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's easy, but I'm just thinking about, Dad, you taught me everything I know about exterior illuminations. Or illumination. Sorry, I'm a big movie quoter. I like it. No, but in all seriousness, it is just, it's terrifying to think what the Pirates are going to allow Ben Cherington to do. I don't think they're going to allow him to make a sizable move limits, but I think he's going to try. Like, if he comes back to Nutting with some giant trade that, like, Bob would have to sign off on, man, there's 0% chance they're going to allow Chris Archer 2.0 to go down. No way. I would hope not anyway. And you'd have to have a darn good reason. And if I'm Nutting, I'm sitting here thinking, this guy has not traded anything, has not made any formative move to improve the Pirates, and all of a sudden he's going to come in here with his biggest one yet. And I'm going to say, okay, the majority of my fan base can't understand why this guy's in place right now. And so I'm going to allow him to make a seismic move. Like, the Pirates only have so many cards to play. If you're going to spend money, that's one thing. The Pirates aren't going to spend money. You have to trade smart. You have to draft smart. You have to develop efficiently and all that stuff. And so if the Pirates are going to improve their offense, they're going to be doing it by either developing a bunch, drafting a bunch, or trading smart. I'm sorry, they're not going to take a bunch of guys in the 2025 draft, develop them in time for 2026.
Regarding the Archer trade, how much of a difference do you think it is that they were buyers in that trade and significantly overpaid compared to now they're the sellers,
yeah,
and they're the ones that are giving up the assets looking for a significant haul? They're the ones that are looking for the Archer return, where they find the, lack of a better term, idiot on the block that's just looking to, you know, make a trade where it's like, I will give you $5 for 35 pieces of candy. Sounds pretty good. Sounds like a good bang for your buck.
Right.
And the one walking away realizes, yeah, I got the better of that deal.
Right. And make sure, what's the analogy there for Shane Boz? But you need to throw in something that's poisonous.
Yeah, the player to be named later.
Hang on. As long as you throw in a piece of candy with a razor blade in there, we'll have a deal.
Mm-hmm. Like, what? Be safe this Halloween.
Yeah. What are you doing? What sort of trade are you making over there? I don't like the Archer deal as a comp for what they're doing, though.
No,
I don't think it works. I mean, you're looking at, like, part of the Archer deal, and not to rehash this, but part of the reason why it was so bad is their own failed development. Like, the fact that Tyler Glasnow and Austin Meadows were even tradable is crazy. And I mean, the Pirates aren't going to be trading guys who were, you know, failed development projects. They have enough of those. Those guys aren't tradable, but you're trading some of the few success stories, right? Like, Mitch Keller actually figured it out. It's kind of cool. It's become a major league starter. Whatever, you want to try to trade him into offense. They just haven't been able to identify any of those guys. You know, they thought Kanan Smith and Jigba was going to be like a, you know, couple year substantive major leaguer. They thought Tucapita Marcano was going to be something. They thought Jack Sawinski was going to be a bat. I still think Jack Sawinski can be a bat, by the way. I think his problems are more what they've done to him, but that's a separate discussion. Anyway.
So Jack Sawinski is going to go back to San Diego, or he's going to go to the Dodgers, or he's going to go to the Tampa Bay Rays.
And he's going
to
figure it out?
And figure it out.
Wouldn't doubt me. Or wouldn't doubt it. Wouldn't doubt it. It's why I wouldn't trade O'Neill Cruz, man.
But yeah, you're also selling very low on O'Neill Cruz.
I know.
Right now. Wouldn't make sense.
I know. I was on here yesterday afternoon, though. I had a couple calls about people that they would entertain trading O'Neill Cruz. They didn't think he could figure it out, and they would have no problem sending him on his way. I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I wanted to actually do that a little bit later in the show, talk about with O'Neill's throw yesterday. I mean, 105.2. And what he can do in the outfield. Like, I realize some of it's bad, and I understand the benching and the frustration, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I did want to do kind of a check-in on O'Neill Cruz. But right now, we got to get to our first break, but I want to put a question out there because Limits stoked something with me and maybe you as well, and I think there might be a divide on this. I'm curious where people come down on it. Do you want Ben Cherington to make a big trade? We think he's here. Until we're told otherwise, I don't understand why he's here. I don't think most do. But do you want him to do something big? Like, clearly the Pirates are not in a great spot. And so you can say, look, they need to take a big swing here and try to get back to contention for 2026. You could also look at Cherington's record with trades, specifically adding offense. It hasn't gone well. Limits wants to see them do something big. I do not. I'd rather see them play it conservative at the deadline and get a new GM here in the offseason and fix your offense then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.